This episode of the DubDW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Magical Mara Designs was created by Disney superfan Tamara Spidell. Tamara decided she was going to create cute and comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears because she couldn't find a style or a size that was comfortable to wear all day. So she decided to create her own Etsy shop that featured designs by Maleficent, Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, Ariel, Belle, Tiana, Harry Potter, and more. And if you don't see what you're looking for on her Etsy shop, well, she'll create a style just for you. Again, check out her Etsy shop at Magical Mara Designs.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the DubDW Review podcast. My name is Stacey Nyman, and I'm joined by my awesome co-host. We have Chris Malik. How are you tonight, Chris?
I am one of your awesome co-hosts, doing awesome
on this awesome day.
I love it.
I use the word awesome an awful lot, but that's because it's just such an awesome word. And I have my other co-host, Pete Ponacorvo. How are you, Pete?
Apparently not awesome.
I was going to say, that was a slap.
Dang.
She slapped you.
Bam. Not good. That's okay. We'll get to that in a little bit. So we oftentimes start the shows with something that's good happening in our life, and hopefully Pete can come up with something. But you want to start, Chris? Let us know what's going on with you.
Okay. Well, you know, off the top of my head, I'm going to say this. The day we're recording, it actually feels like autumn in Chicago.
It does.
Right? Yeah, it's nice out.
Isn't it beautiful? And like, okay, we're talking about the weather. Like, that's really important. But no. Yeah, it's been so crazy humid and so crazy hot in September with, like, an inch of rain every day. And it's in the low 60s. It's cool. It's breezy. It really feels like fall. And fall in Chicagoland, even though it lasts for, like, how long? Like
a week?
Like a week and a half?
Uh-huh. Right? I think we're in it right now, yeah.
Summer to winter. But it feels so nice outside. So I know, yeah. But I got the Halloween decorations rolling. It feels like autumn in the air. It's a great time. Like, it's the best time in Chicago in my book. No doubt about it.
Yeah, this is like the week that everybody... This is the week that everybody says, oh, this is the perfect temperatures. This is it. So we need to enjoy this while it lasts.
Yeah.
I know. This is what a great ending to your time here in Chicago, Pete.
Enjoy it, buddy.
Yeah. Take the weather with you to Florida. Speaking of that, how are you doing, Pete?
I have a lot of stuff to do. Chris and I are pulling out of my driveway a week from tomorrow.
Okay. So that's okay. Hang on, Pete. So when you say a lot of stuff, expand upon that. What do you mean by a lot of stuff?
My entire office has to be packed. Clothing is not completely packed yet. Our bed has to be part and prepared for transport. We're trying to finish eating as much of the stuff that we have in the freezer and the fridge already. You know, the pantry is being attacked as far as, like, what we can eat now and what I'll end up giving to, you know, the homeless shelters or whatever I can do so it doesn't go to waste.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of stuff going on. Not to mention, you know, I've got friends that want to get together on this day or that day.
Right.
You know, I've just, the next week is going to be ridiculous for me.
I'm sure it's going to be a wide range of all sorts of feelings and stress. And yeah, I don't envy that portion of your move.
Stacey, I'm not quite sure if that was Pete's best part of his day, though. I mean, it didn't sound like the, right?
It's Pete. Wow. I mean, you get what you get.
I don't want it to sound like I'm complaining either, though. I mean, I'm excited for the move. I just know I have a lot of stuff to finish up before that move gets here, and I'm quickly running out of time.
Are you still at work?
Oh, yeah. My last day of work is Thursday night.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm working job 2 tomorrow morning. That's my last day there. I'm at the hospital Wednesday night and Thursday night.
Oh, my, and nighttime too. Oh, my goodness.
You know,
and then Friday morning, going to the bar after work.
Good. I was going to ask about that. Yes, that's good.
I'm incredibly excited and, like, nervous for you at the same time. I'm not afraid of moving. I've bought and sold a bunch of houses, and that moving around Chicagoland, it's never bothered me. Like, the work and the moving, and that stuff's easy. But, like, for you, this is, like, a completely different life, you know, mm-hmm. away from everybody. So, like, you're living the dream that you've always wanted to have, and I'm excited for you. But, like, I'm also so, like, apprehensive. It's like, that's really far from everything you've ever known, your mom, you know, your yep. brother, your family. So I couldn't be more excited and more, like, terrified at the same time for you. But I know you got a good circle of friends there, and, you know, I know you guys will take care of things. But, man, like, my level of excitement and terror is, like, 50-50 for you right now, buddy.
Well, how about this for a kick in the teeth at the last minute? For the last 2 weeks, the tires on the left side of my Jeep have been slowly losing on both the left front and the left back. So I had to buy new tires.
Oh, God.
Just to add a little insult to injury. Like, oh, you're already hemorrhaging money left and right. Here's another $700 worth of stuff you got to pay for.
Stacy, I am single right now because Pete and I are driving down together with the trailer.
Yeah, he knows he's going to have brand new tires. So,
by the way, Chris, these tires are leaking air as we drive with this trailer. Okay, good. All right, so what are we going to talk about today other than Pete's death trap going around the mountains in Tennessee?
Come on, no. We're not even going through the mountains.
Oh, gosh.
We're skirting the mountains, so I'm not going through the mountains.
Okay.
It might take you guys a little longer to get there.
It'll add 45 minutes. I've checked into it.
Okay. Well, that's good then. So today we're talking about a topic that we kind of put out there a few weeks back, asking about what people thought of, what catchphrases and what things that people came to people's minds when they thought of Walt Disney World. And we had a really great listener participation. I got a bunch of people on my personal Facebook page. We have a bunch of people in Edcot group and then on the WW Facebook page. All participated and came up with some really great catchphrases that we're going to share tonight. So hopefully if you participated in this, you'll hear your names and be all excited and tell your friends and family.
Stacey, we should clarify this. And you and I were talking about this earlier, that we were looking for catchphrases. And mm-hmm. what we ended up receiving was a lot of catchphrases, but it was also like people, I don't know if this is the right phraseology, is people kind of developed their own catchphrase too, as well. So
is phraseology even a word?
It is now.
So I'm not sure you should be really pointing a lot of fingers at other people.
Now.
You're coming up with your own word to describe this stuff.
Pete, through 140 episodes, you've only figured out now I'm making up new words.
Not at all. I'm just making an observation. I think what part of it is what we got is a lot of movie quotes that over time have turned into a catchphrase for that movie or that character.
Right, yeah.
That's some good phraseology. All right.
It is.
I can talk gooder English. And
you can.
After I went to school to get me some gooder learning.
Hey, before we start this, I got one last thought here. I'm going to kick this back. Another sidebar. Stacey, when Pete and I are driving for 20 hours in the car, what should we be doing? Give me an idea. Should we be recording live video? Should we be what should we be doing to make best use of our time?
I think you should take turns asking, "Are we there yet?" So, like every 15 seconds or so, one of you just asks the other that question, and that's pretty much what happens in our car when we drive down. So
this is going to be the longest Facebook live video in the history of Facebook.
And we'll have a good thing I have multiple outlets to plug our own with.
Right?
Yeah, okay. No, I think Facebook Live is definitely something that needs to happen. Right. That would be great.
I'm sorry, I sidetracked. Right.
It's 3 a.m. We're somewhere in Alabama. Like, hey, everybody!
For the no viewers paying attention right now.
To all of those with insomnia like me.
Yep.
We don't know where we are.
All right, let's get this monster rolling. You want to go first? Pete, you want to do the dubs? I'll do Edcot. Steve, you want to read the ones on your page?
Yep, that sounds great.
All right.
That would make the most sense. I can't read the ones on her page.
Well, right. We could pretend to be Stacy and read the ones in her page.
You could. You could make up my friend's
name. That would be some serious creeper, like, hello. So am I starting then? Is that what we're
just... and we just made Stacy Mrs. Doubtfire, by the way.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
That's okay. I'll take it.
So the first one I have is from Kristen Walbeezer. Kristen, if I pronounce your name wrong, I'm sorry. I'm really bad with pronouncing names, folks. So if I butcher your name, like, shoot me a message. I'll apologize in person if I can.
You have your chance. She's down there. She's down in Florida.
Okay. There you go. It's Faith, Trust, and Pixie Dust. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I am not up on my fairy stuff, so I don't know if that's, like, from one of the Tinkerbell movies or what, but
Stacey,
that's what she gave me.
I think it might be from one of the Tinkerbell movies. I'm not 100% sure. I just think, I think of Tinkerbell when I think of that. And actually I have a overlap there because my friend Catherine Richardson also said Faith Trucks
and Motor Trucks.
That's like a little Cars Land mixed with Tinkerbell there.
Nice. Chad Pennycuff also mentioned that same one of Faith, Trust, and Pixie Dust.
Okay, guys, tell us where this is from, because I want to say it's Tinkerbell from Peter Pan, but I don't think that's right. So tell us where you got this from.
I think it's probably from, like, one of the don't they have, like, pixie movies or something?
Yeah.
I've seen this on a t-shirt, obviously.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. T-shirts is where I...
T-shirts, but...
Okay, well, there you go. It's from a t-shirt, Chris.
Okay, there we go. So I'm going to quote here Jesse Fouts, which is, "When you wish upon a star." And I would say it's a catchphrase. And it was obviously, you know, it's a song, it's a phrase. But when I see that, I do think it's a catchphrase at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the case a lot. I think they started out as one thing, and just over time they've become, they said, they become a catchphrase.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And for every person, every individual, you know, they have their own meanings for things too. So what might not be for one person is definitely a major concept for another person's.
Yeah.
So there you go. So I have one from Deborah Inman, who is my friend from church, and she said, "Have a magical day." And I don't know if she said it like that, like, you know, like kind of snarky, like, "Have a magical day," like customer service-wise, or she's saying, "Have a magical day." I can't tell because it's Facebook and it's written on the page, but...
You know what, though? Say that, if you say that again, though, like, I guess with the essence of the word, a Disney catchphrase, that would be...
That is. That's how every... conversation on the phone with Disney is supposed to be ended.
Yeah, you know? That would be like almost like the epitome of the word Disney catchphrase.
Uh-huh, absolutely. So.
Alyssa Chowdhury said the same thing as Laura Yeager on the Dubs page of Have a Magical Day.
See, they're way smarter than we are, Pete. They answered with the answer of the correct answer, I should say. There's no phraseology there. it's all good catchphrases.
Yeah.
Those all right, Tom Skerrick. Ohana means family. Family means no one is left behind or forgotten. Where's that from, Stace?
That's from Lilo and Stitch, and it's my favorite. That's awesome. I love that quote.
And would you say, is that a good catchphrase?
I think so. We say that all the time in our family because when we go on our big trips, it is kind of just the theme for our trips. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's something that we definitely say a lot.
Nice. Who's up?
All right. I think it might be me. Is it me? Pete, did you go again? Yeah, you did, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I missed Beth Axon earlier, but she goes along with the Faith, Trust, and Pixie Dust. She says, so that's, you know, another time when people kind of, they'll say, "I'm going to give you a little Pixie Dust" if they're having a bad day or something. So I think Pete actually... deserves like a dousing of pixie dust over for the next week.
Okay. I'm going to say something right now. The first person that throws glitter in my hair better run.
Virtual pixie dust.
Run
Pete.
For the yes, Tennessee mountains that Chris was talking about.
Virtual pixie dust, big guy. Virtual. You need all the pixie dust you can get your hands on in the virtual
set. I'll take virtual. But the first person that tries to throw glitter in my hair is probably better off making for the county line. Because that stuff will never come out of my hair.
No, you'd be washing forever. What do you got next, Pete?
Our friend Tamara Spidell.
Okay.
She says, por favor, manténgase alejado de las puertas.
Nice.
Nice. Good pronunciation, too.
Eh, not really, but okay.
It's better than me, right? Stacey, well, could you have done better? I don't think so.
No.
I was going to do it as, like, super white guy that they had on the monorail do it. But I figured I would go with Spanish version Buzz.
Yes. Because it's
kind of appropriate, too.
I think that's a good choice.
I've got Kurt Brewer, and he's got Keep Moving Forward. So, it is the catchphrase. It is almost the epitome of, I used the word twice now in the same show. It is like the essence of the movie Meet the Robinsons, is the phrase moving forward. So, that is exactly what we're looking for. And they utter it as a catchphrase in that movie a bunch of times. You guys, have you seen Meet the Robinsons?
No.
Steve?
I saw it a long time ago, right when it first came out, but I don't think I didn't retain much of it. So, but it's on my list of movies to see again.
Okay, spoiler alert. I'm not going to give the whole movie away, but it's difficult to get into the movie, and the middle is abstract, but it's one of the movies from Disney, and this is the truth, that towards the end of the movie, at the final scenes, it's one of the rare movies that almost makes me cry when I watch it. It's got such a sweet ending. I it's one of my favorites, and it's loved, but it's not as popular as other Disney animated show, but it's one of my favorites. It's got such a beautiful ending. So it's hard to get into, and that often loses people, but give it a chance. It's really, really good. So Keep Moving Forward.
Awesome. So my cousin Jacqueline Worcester, she wrote that she will pick Frozen, and I loved that because what is Frozen but a gigantic bundle of catchphrases?
Exactly.
So let it go. I mean, you say let it go, everybody knows what that's from, and it works. It's a great phrase, you know.
That's a Disney
let
thing?
Something go. Yeah, I know. You could just like mute for this part of
okay.
the But I mean, there's so many of them in there. So I love that she picked just the movie in general. So that was great.
Great job, Jacqueline. We agree with you. Pete, you're up, buddy.
Sorry, I hit the mute button. I had to find it.
Oh!
What? I was told mute.
All right, then you're going to wait here. Hang on. Katrina okay, Lee says, Hakuna Matata. So is there any other phrase like in the Disney lexicon other than Hakuna Matata that you think is as a catchphrase?
No, it even says, what a wonderful phrase.
Right?
So that's like perfect.
There you go. All right, Pete, you off mute? You ready to roll?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, you're up.
So my buddy Marius, he said he doesn't think of a catchphrase when he thinks Disney. He thinks of Mickey's laugh.
Yeah.
Which is pretty iconic. I could see how that be construed as kind of a catchphrase, I guess.
Pete, any chance of you giving us an imitation?
No.
Oh. Okay, you shot that one down pretty quickly.
That was fast, yeah.
Okay, well, hang on. I'm going to off that. I'm going to skip you here, Stacey, because Tyler okay. Lee has a phrase here. It was all started by a mouse. So, and then he, you know, kind of corrects himself and says, I guess mine's a famous quote, but that is what I always think of when I go. And that kind of plays off, you know, Mickey's at this point. So it was,
yep.
It was all started by a mouse.
Yeah. Scott Gerke said the same thing.
Yep. As they, Tony Passero also said the same thing. Okay. So yeah, that's definitely an awesome quote there.
What do you got, Stace?
All right, so my friend Natalie Sawyer, she wrote Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. That's a great one. You hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. See it on lots of shirts.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely a catchphrase. It's the first thing I think of, or one of the first things I think of when you say, give me a catchphrase, because I picture them.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, what's up?
Amy Van Swole, she said,
hi,
long
Amy.
Lever crunk.
Oh, yeah. When was the last time you saw that movie?
It's been a while. I haven't seen Emperor's New Groove in quite a bit.
Stacey,
yeah, me too.
Really?
I haven't seen it for a long time. I don't know if my kids have even seen that one.
It's on Netflix. We watched it about a month ago, and there are so many great pieces of writing there that you don't catch the first time, and you watch it over, and you just laugh hysterically. And David Spade, like, he's completely underrated as a voice actor. He fills that role so good. It's such a cute, funny movie, and you have to watch it a couple times just to catch all the funny parts.
The funny part is, like, Kronk was always my favorite character in that movie.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's because I like Patrick Warburton.
But... yeah. That deadpan humor is just awesome. All right. Who's up? Is it me?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Emily Stevenson. And so this, I don't know if I would say this is a catchphrase, but it's definitely an iconic phrase. So she's got happiest place on earth and most magical place on earth. So what do you think here? Would that qualify as a catchphrase?
Yeah, I think so.
Happiest place on earth.
I think usually it's
a it's a motto. So yeah, I'll give that catchphrase.
It's definitely famous phrase status. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Or when people say, you know, even if you add the words like, this is the, you know, then it's, you know, you hear that a lot. This is the happiest place on earth. This is the most magical place on earth. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Okay.
All right. Our friend Tony Passero had a couple more. The first of his two was Welcome Home, which is what all DVC members love to hear when they check into their resorts. Mm-hmm. That's absolute magic right there.
Sarah Maroney said that as well.
And then he also had Zippity Da, which is another one kind of like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Like, you know, it's just kind of a phrase that you hear and it just transports you right to Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we were talking about Emperor's New Groove earlier. How about no touchy? Because that's what Rick Forbes thinks is a great catchphrase, is no touchy. Remember the scene?
Nope.
You don't remember this? You don't remember the scene?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So go watch it. It's a great scene.
So I've got two here from Emily Moores. She said, see you real soon. That one's always good. And then, oh boy, which again goes back to that Mickey laugh, and because those two, oh boy, and his laugh kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So we got into a discussion about this one earlier, Pete, and I don't know if you remember it, when I was saying that I think of oh boy as a way that Donald communicates as well, too, but he doesn't use it like Mickey's oh boy out of excitement.
Yeah, he doesn't use it like an explanation, at least.
Yeah,
it's not an expletive. For Mickey, for Donald, that can be construed as an expletive.
Frustration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think of Donald when I hear "oh boy." But you're right, definitely the boss. That's a good one for the boss. So, I've got Paul Clifton, and so this is, I don't know if this is a catchphrase, but I think this is his version of a catchphrase. But it's fabulous Florida fun. So it sounds more like a personal motto, which I think sounds pretty good, and it sounds pretty appropriate for your life coming up, Pete, pretty soon, right?
We'll see.
We're going to hope. Keep our fingers crossed. That or no touchy, you got your choice. It's fabulous Florida fun or no touchy.
they both could be very different things.
Yeah, they could.
All right, so Amy C. Howe obviously has something against me because she wants me to say, yuck, garsh. Obviously Goofy. I know it was horrible.
Hey, hang on, Stacy. I didn't hear it. Can you say that again?
No, one more time.
Hang on, Pete. We need Stacy one more time. Stacy, what was that?
God. You know how come can Pete get away with not doing Mickey's laugh, but I have to say, oh, gosh.
Easy. I'm one of the original hosts. You're still the new girl.
I'm still the newbie status.
You're still the new girl. Hey, Pete, my headphones were still kind of fading in and out. One more time, Stacy, by yourself there.
Oh, I hate you guys. Oh, yuck. Garsh.
Beautiful. I love it. That's not going to be cut into a sound bite right there and played.
I didn't think that's
dropped in every show for the
hang
next
on,
minute.
Hang on. My ringtone now.
You guys are the
Stacy
worst.
Stacy doing garsh. Okay, very good. I got a Keith Swanson saying, just keep swimming. Now, give me a rating, 0 being awful and 10. What is just keep swimming rate as far as a catchphrase?
It's my favorite.
Dory's catchphrase.
It's 10,
yeah,
right?
Simple.
That is a 10. Sure.
That's a 10. Good one.
That's what I say to myself when I'm running and I don't want to keep, and I'm like, I just need to finish this. I just keep running.
Just keep swimming. Is what you tell yourself when you're running?
I have to do something. I could say, what was the other one that we just talked about? Keep moving forward. I'll have to use that one also. But
Hang on, Pete. I want to interject here for one second, being that you and I are the non-runners, and Stacy is the half-marathoner. Whatever she's got to say, if she's got to swear, if she's got to say Dory's catchphrases.
Oh, no, if she were going to swear, I'm fine with that. But just keep swimming while she's running just doesn't make sense.
I didn't say that there wasn't extra words added into the just keep swimming.
Okay. There you go. We cover both bases. All right. Are you up, Pete?
Sure. Chad Pennycuff, our buddy Chad,
he
came up with supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and that's not what got typed, but I'm pretty sure that's what he meant to type. It starts out like that, but then it just kind of trails off. I think he just got tired of trying to spell it, which I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either.
That's another one, I think, if you had to give a rating of it, that would be a 10 in terms of catchphrases.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa Yost, I got another 10 here. You ready?
Yeah.
Pete, to infinity and beyond. I probably should have said that more like more exciting, Morenos. Right? Yeah. To infinity and beyond. Is that good? Did that work?
Yes. There that was go. Very good.
That was a 10, and it's not my version of it. My version was like a 2, but that version, that's a 10 for the catchphrase.
Yeah, my friend or my cousin Kayla Lush also said "to infinity beyond," and she had "you are a toy," from obviously from Toy Story. I think.
Those are all really good, though. All right, Pat.
Deb Toper Kavanaugh said, "How long has that been there?" I am not familiar with this one, so somebody clue me in, please.
No. I can help you here. That's
okay. Well, that's what I was asking for, so I'm good.
That's another one from the Emperor's New Groove.
All right. So apparently, I just have not seen that movie in too long time.
Look, I told you it was a great. You have to watch it many times to catch it. Look, there are 3 references now to that movie. Wonderful. Stace, let's go with you again.
That was it. I don't have any more, so okay. I'm here to just be a spectator for the rest of the show.
I've got one left. I've got Katie Swanson again. And she's got...
Are you kidding me? I've got like a dozen and a half. What the heck?
Well, we get to listen to your
sultry sound.
Sultry sounds of your voice.
You need to do a different accent for each one of them, though.
Everyone.
Nice. I can do this.
Very good.
I will, by the end of the show...
Not all Milosh, Pete.
...offended all of the people that have ever listened to the show.
Not Milosh. And we're building our rankings up in Eastern Europe. Katie Swanson's got Oh Bother. So I need to kind of do that in more of like a Winnie the Pooh, right?
You get, yeah.
Yes, for sure.
So, all right, buddy guy.
Okay, here's my question, though. Is that only for Winnie the Pooh? Because there is someone on Food Network that used to use that phrase all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I think they got it from Winnie the Pooh.
I would say.
Yeah, they did.
Who may I ask? Let's take a little tangent here. Who is this?
Yeah, no. Brown used to use that on Good Eats all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm an Alton Brown fan. I don't remember him saying that. I've got 2 books. He is...
Oh, no. He uses Oh Bother on Good Eats quite a bit, especially the earlier episodes.
Well, I have to believe watching Alton Brown and having his books, he was a Winnie the Pooh fan when he was
younger. Yeah.
Right? All right, big guy. It's all you.
Okay. So, Jennifer Bowman? Jennifer, I'm sorry if I just butchered that.
Bachman.
She said... Well, thanks for clarifying it now.
I got to defend her. She was on the show. I got to defend Jennifer.
Best day ever. So she's quoting Britta? I don't...
she's quoting
Britta. Sure that that's she like a very new Britta. Catchphrase. I really think that that's become... Because I've seen that in so many shirts and things. I think that's it's a pretty new one, but I think it's gaining a lot of steam.
Actually,
now, like, I know the Simpsons comic book guy used to just refer everything as the worst this or that ever.
Pete, hang on. Now that I think about it, she might actually be way better than we even gave. This might actually be one they use as a marketing like hashtag for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like on those Disney DVDs they order every year, even though we are Disney Vacation Club members and we don't need them anymore, we still do because we're compulsive. Yeah, I think they actually have hashtag best day ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they've tied it in. Jennifer aced it. She aced it. And actually winning today in fantasy football, too. So she's got a double victory.
Okay.
You're up, buddy.
Kevin Curtis Allen. I'm going to rearrange what he typed so it's correct. It's to all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Nice. So tell us the root of it.
To say that one is really more just a quote than a catchphrase.
What did Kevin initially write?
The actual typing.
Mm-hmm. Was it very similar?
Yeah, it says, all are welcome to this happy place.
Okay. So tell us the history of that phrase. Do you remember
that? That's from the dedication for Disneyland.
Yeah. And that's probably the most famous part of that dedication
speech. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So as far as famous phrases or famous speeches go, probably one of the top like three in Disney. But yeah, definitely famous phrase. Absolutely.
So Tammy Thompson, again with Happiest Place on Earth.
Okay.
Janelle Edwards was again with To Infinity and Beyond. See, my list is so long, I didn't see a lot of these when they were being said by someone else. Andrew Darden, I think this is one that he kind of goes with on his own, and it's fun with family and friends every time. We've got Susie Wilkie Harloff, Have a Magical Day.
Nice.
Denise Finnegan Kimball, When You Wish Upon a Star.
Okay.
Kristen Z. Lappin says, it's not a catchphrase, but I think of It's a Small World After All.
Oh, hang on.
I think that is a catchphrase.
Yeah, hang on.
Sure.
She might actually have a good catchphrase right there, because, yeah, the name of the attraction, yeah, the name of, you know,
the song that's a brain worm.
Right? I think that might actually be the catchphrase.
Yeah, because, I mean, how often do you talk to somebody and find out you have a mutual acquaintance or friend, and you always look at each other and say, it's a small world after all.
Right.
So for sure, I think that that's a catchphrase.
A sleeper 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give it a 9.5, but definitely.
Okay. So Nance Mendoza, adventure is out there.
Good
ooh,
one, Nance.
Ooh, good one. Really good one.
We have Hakuna Matata, Suzanne Ski. Okay. You know what? Here's something I got to do. It actually says C translation, so I'm going to hit that and just...
Oh, boy.
Oh, look at that. It means no worries.
Oh, that's cool.
Hang on. You're right. It does. I did it on my... Amazing.
Can I just really quick interrupt and give a shout out to Nance Mendoza? She's one of my personal friends, and she just wrote me today and said that she's been listening to the show. So hopefully she's listening to this. But this girl has lost over 100 pounds this year, all on her own, no surgery or anything.
Good
just
for her.
You're the best.
Seriously, that hard work that she's put in, it's amazing. She's an inspiration every single day.
Hang on. Wait a minute. So she's lost over 100 pounds this year?
This year, yeah. At least, probably. Maybe the last year and a few months, but it's been within this recent year, yeah.
Out
amazing.
Freaking standing. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna clap. I'm gonna give a clap for that. That's amazing, awesome.
Do you notice Chris's clap is automatic golf clap?
Well,
notice that? That's crazy.
I don't got an answer. All right, you're up. Come on, fire through. Right.
Kathy Farrell, zippity doo dah.
Now, hang on. I'm gonna give a shout.
Somebody
out.
Named Kremelik said, "Awesome, love it. Thanks for answering."
That's my mom.
Yeah,
that's my mother-in-law, who I love dearly, and she is just like my second mom. So, thanks, Ma.
So, and then our buddy Tim Van Swole. Everybody's got a laugh in place, which I think is a good one to end on.
That's a really
love
good
it.
One. That's a good one. Well, hang on. Let's not end there. We didn't give one. So if I threw that upon you, give me like one or two catchphrases in your mind, guys.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I should say, oh, gosh.
Good.
Wow. You know, she was complaining about having to do that earlier. Now,
yeah,
now
I know. Cripes. You give me a little attention and see what happens.
Created a monster.
Come on.
I'm trying to think. I'll give you one. On the spot.
Let me give you one. How about Yo-Ho-Ho-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me? Right?
Nice one. That's a good one.
Okay.
Mine's extinct now, but I said it last time I was there, even though it wasn't the correct scene anymore, and that's We Wants the Redhead.
Catchphrase.
That's another good one, catchphrase.
And I don't know if I ruined it for everybody else on my boat or not, but I did it anyway.
So you're the guy.
Yep, I'm that guy.
You're the guy. You and Beth Brooks doing that. Yep. Okay.
So I'm going to go, since we've had several things that I've seen on shirts recently, I'm going to go with hashtag snack goals, because what is Disney World but with a bunch of snacks? So that's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Crickets.
Crickets is right. Okay. Can I give you one that I thought of when I was like typing this out? Like all the rest of them are really good, but like this one belongs up there with the top ones, at least in my mind. And Pete, I don't know if you'd even catch it because I don't think you've seen the movie. But what about You're Welcome?
Oh yeah,
I've seen Moana. Thank you very much.
Have you seen Moana? Good. I thought you didn't see it for a while.
No, I've seen it.
Okay.
Guess what's on our shirt right now? Maui with his hands open with the phrase "You're welcome" on it.
And I will also say that in terms of Disney songs, that's got to be one of my top two or three favorite Disney songs of all time.
Yeah.
So it's not uncommon to see me driving down the road singing as Maui in the Big Green Malik Fan by myself, which is a little creepy in its own right. But but it is.
At least there's windows in it.
They're down.
Okay. No, so I just mean that unmarked cargo van, no windows. He's playing kids' music.
So that's my request for your road trip is live. Live Facebook feed of Chris singing You're Welcome.
How about me and Pete singing? Would that work for you? Both songs?
I don't know. I think maybe just you. Just kidding.
Here's one that I love, but it's probably not much of a catchphrase. It's please move to the dead center of the room.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I think that would be a catchphrase. That would be okay.
Or what about hurry back?
Oh,
yeah.
Good one.
Don't forget to bring your death certificate.
Yes.
Good one. Give me one more before we leave.
Oh gosh, that was my. Pete, I was off the hook with that one.
Pete, give me one more.
One more.
Let's think of one more. The WW Review is brought to you by Buy and Sell DVC and DVC Rental. Come on, that's called fill. That's called filler. You got one?
No.
No.
Well,
how about Let It Go? God. Right? Stacy, is Let It Go, right? Your friend, your cousin Jacqueline from
yes.
Frozen?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if like any girl between the age of like 5 and 10 would say anything else other than Let It Go.
Yes, you're correct there for sure.
Okay. All right, so I'll let you think about them. But in the meantime, before we leave, I want to thank everybody for downloading and listening. And Stacy and Pete aren't off the hook yet. But if you could go to your podcast host of choice and please find the review, if that's on iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or you know, very soon, actually, I've resubmitted the paperwork and we are going to be on Spotify. So if you could go in your podcast host of choice, leave us a review. It helps us tremendously. All it really helps us do, and I didn't understand when people were telling me this, is it just moves us up in the rankings, and all that does is it helps people find the show easier, which brings more listeners to the show. So we would appreciate that. Now, Stacy and Pete, you got one more to end with?
Come visit us in Epcot. That's a great, great catchphrase, right?
Okay, we'll buy that one. Pete, can you end up with one? I'm really probably pressure.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Okay. Do we have to change our rating from G to R at this point?
No.
Okay.
That was his catchphrase.
Come on, man. It's from Star Wars.
Oh.
I even knew that one.
Oh,
dang.
You know what? You outfoxed me. I was waiting to hear something after that. You did good. Peter.
That was a good one.
You ended solid, my friend.
It was either going to be that or I Am Your Father. Other than that,
that'd have been a little creepy, but okay.
Yeah, that'd have been a little awkward.
All right,
let's
everybody.
Let's just cut that out, and we'll just stick with, you know, I got a bad feeling about this.
Cut it out. We don't cut out mistakes. We flaunt them. We put them on a mantle here on our show. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening and downloading. Have a great day.
Bye, ya, everyone. Bye.
Hello?
Am I supposed to start now?
Whenever you're ready.
I was thinking, this or what?
This is going to be a really big opening here.
I'm just done. I'm too overwhelmed.
And she'll huff, and she'll puff, and she's going to...
Dead air.
Sorry. All right. Let me stop laughing. Hold on.